The event at IPFW on December 12th was the first of its kind. It's the first time IPFW Chancellor Vicky Carwine, Purdue President Mitch Daniels, and IU President Michael McRobbie gathered for a joint press conference, according to an IPFW spokeswoman. During the event, which focused on the split between IU and Purdue, Chancellor Carwine was criticized by students for not communicating more about the changes facing the university. But Carwine says she's made herself available to students. This isn't the first major change the campus is facing. This past fall, IPFW announced that some of its degree programs would be eliminated. When this news was first announced to faculty and students in early October, the information wasn't immediately made public. It wasn't until 10 days later that a press release detailing the changes was sent to the media. During a November 2nd interview with Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs Carl Drummond, I asked him whether he thought the taxpayer-funded university should have held a press conference to disseminate the information to the public.
You know, it's an internal matter. It's obviously of some interest to the community because of other things that are going on at the university, including the consideration of a realignment of academic programs between Purdue and IU. And so IPFW is in the news more than it typically is. While it's a matter of some interest, I'm not sure that it is of such great interest that a press conference was the way to go, but that was not a decision that was mine to make.
IPFW had a specific communication plan, which was to provide details to the university's deans and have that information gradually flow downward to the students as details were worked out, says IPFW spokesman John Caulfield. A press release from IPFW said the university would strive in the future to communicate more quickly and with a broader audience. That statement was sent out just 3 business days before WBOI's interview with Drummond, when he said there wasn't an issue with the communication plan. But Caulfield, IPFW's former communication chief, said the problem was that the news went almost immediately to social media.
The information took a life of its own. And that is something that the next time this happens or the next time we have a big piece of information to get out, we do need to get ahead of that. We did not do a great job there. And that's definitely something that we own.
To be clear, so far we've only looked at communication in regards to restructuring, which is the announcement that IPFW would be eliminating some degrees. Now, let's take a look at realignment, which is the term used to describe the changes in IPFW's governance. The December 12th press conference was the first time Chancellor Carwine has publicly answered questions about the proposed realignment, which would split IPFW into 2 schools, run separately by IU and Purdue. At the public availability, the university heads made sure to outline the difference between realignment and restructuring. They would only answer questions about realignment. But a group of students at the press conference took issue with its sole focus on realignment. They wanted answers to questions about both the change in IPFW's governance and the elimination of programs.
We try to get meetings with you, Vicky Carwine, and we can't speak with you because you're not on campus. I'm not satisfied with this dismissal, this constant dismissal, and I'm hoping that someone could address that for us.
That was Nikki Meyer, a member of the group Not in Our Future, which is opposed to restructuring the university. Her question was about why the university says restructuring and realignment are completely separate. Meyer claims she's been told the 2 proposed changes are linked. Chancellor Carwine denied the connection between the two, but Carwine at first didn't address the second part of Meyer's complaint, which was that the chancellor had been unavailable for meetings regarding IPFW's changes. It wasn't until she was asked again about transparency that she denied the accusations.
I would disagree that we have not or that I have not been available. I've had numerous conversations with individual students across campus, at various meetings, at events that we sponsor.
IPFW spokeswoman Kim Wagner says it's hard to count how many conversations Carwine has had with students. Wagner says Chancellor Carwine has spoken to a number of people at athletic events, lectures, and in the hallways around campus. However, Carwine, nor any other IPFW official, has held a press conference yet regarding internal restructuring of the university, even though the changes go into effect January 1st. No other press conferences are scheduled for the near future. For WBOI News, I'm Lisa Ryan.